trip in my rocket ship. We'll have a lovely afternoon. Kiss the world goodbye, and away we'll fly. A destination moon.
Well, obviously, but I would imagine there were enough things that you saw that disappointed you. Can you kind of give your assessment of the overall performance by team?
I mean, it was one of those games that I thought our guys played good in the first half, and then we decided not to play JK in the second half and came out in that first drive of the third quarter, right down the field, and then decided to go with our twos. And yeah, there was some sloppiness after that, but overall I thought the guys played really well.
Right behind them, Andy.
Yeah, Coach, can you talk about the extra dynamic Chris Olave brings to the offense when he's making down field catches?
Yeah, I mean, he's really good at tracking the ball downfield. He's got good speed, and he can really track a ball well, and great depth perception and timing.
Over to the far right, Doug. Oh, I'm sorry, Bill.
Do you want to go?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Ryan, I think there were a lot of your fans watching this game on television wondering why Justin might have been in the game to start the second half on a day where they saw a very high-profile quarterback get hurt again and out of hand. What's your philosophy with that? I know he hasn't played a lot of football coming into this year, but you're 10 games into the season now. Just why did you still want to see him out there?
Yeah, you do the best you can to try to make some decisions, but at halftime we're up 28. We just felt like that's not enough, you know, and all of a sudden you come out there in the second half and you know, go three and out and they score, it's 21. You know, that's not enough. So we felt like we needed to come back out. Now, we did take JK out. And, you know, we said we're just going to kind of throw the ball. In that first drive, we knew we had the ball coming out of the second half. We were going to try to get it out of his hand quick. And we went down and scored, and it worked the way we thought it would. And then it goes to 42-7, and we thought that was enough. And then we pulled those guys and played the rest of them.
It looked like you might have gotten his hand stepped on a run. I think about just looking at him on the bench. Did you consider taking him out then at all?
No, he was fine.
Right behind him, Nathan.
You talk all season about how this schedule is kind of broken down into these chunks. I'm just curious how you see these next two games in front of you and their importance in the calendar.
Yeah, I mean, now all focused. The minute that game went to zero is on Penn State and getting ready for this next run. And we got to do everything we can to prepare for this game, and it starts right now. And we talked about that really talked very little about this game, but talked right about preparation and what this means for this week. And so we'll get home tonight, get some rest, and then get back in there tomorrow, have a meeting, and get right to Penn State.
The overall season, as things kind of progressing towards this two last big ones kind of sitting again.
I mean, yeah, we know that these games, that was the finale of the season, was going to be to play these two games for sure. Yeah.
Front row left here. Rob?
You're happy with the performance, but is this like a perfect game in terms of wasn't perfect? And you can use that going into these next 2 weeks if guys were like getting a little sloppy?
It's hard to tell. But, you know, some of these games, when your starters only play one half of football, it's hard to get a real assessment of what goes on in these games. And you have some backups in there. Like at the end of the game, you know, with two young receivers in there, they didn't run the right route, and Gunner holds it and gets sacked for a fumble. You know, it's just things like that happen, and that's hard to gauge your team in November when things like that are going on. So not going to put too much stock in it. Just going to move right on and obviously make the corrections off of the film. But we got a lot to focus on moving forward.
Over here to the left, Joey.
You had kind of ended. We worked secondary there with Sean Wade and Sidney on Banks on one side. What did you think of their play in the first half?
I thought they were solid. I thought they were, you know, they played overall good. We'll watch the film, but I think they were decent.
Over here to the right, Clay.
We probably all covered Jalen Gill in some form or fashion. When you see a guy come and then he's redshirted and then he's finally starting to make his way, or at least he gets on the field, what does it do for kids who don't play to make a mark?
Yeah, I mean, I thought Jalen's had one of his better weeks of practice this week, and then lo and behold, he makes a big run, and so there you go. I mean, that's typically how it works, and you know, it's one of those things where, you know, as a player, the more opportunities you have, the more you have a chance to make a play and make a name for yourself. And so you got to take those opportunities, especially in games like this. And how rare is it to be in a season like this where those guys get so many reps? I mean, this is. I don't know if it's happened ever before, but I can't imagine there's been more second and third string guys who have gotten reps like this during a season. And so it's unique, and I think that our guys have gotten better, and you know, some more than others.
And last couple questions, front row right there, Austin.
Ryan, when you talk about some of the sloppiness that you saw tonight, you've watched Rutgers all year, you're a coach. Is this a game where you just have to get through it, you don't stress too much about it, and can that translate to the rest of the week? Did you sense there was any complacency setting in? Just because of Rutgers?
No, and I don't think so. And I think, you know, Nunzio is a good coach, and those kids were playing hard at the end, and they did a good job. But again, you know, we're going to go through and make the corrections, but this is more going to be about focusing on our next opponent.
And the way that Justin threw it tonight, goes over 300 yards for the first time. How have you seen him progress in the last couple of weeks, though?
Well, again, he only really played in one half of football in the first drive in the second half. And what did he have over, 305 yards? And J.K. has 92 yards and decided not to play him. He really wanted to play in the second half, and we took those guys out. And, you know, it just goes to show you how unselfish they are. It's not about their stats. When, if you look at, you know, you double those stats right there, you know, maybe you could throw up over 500 or 600 yards, you know. And, you know, if he's playing in those games and he's playing for four quarters, you know, they're saying, you know, he's – right there for the leader of the Heisman. But because of the situation we're in, he's not getting those kind of reps. J.K., the same thing, 92 yards on 17 carries. He only plays in the first half. If he plays for a whole half of football, he's probably over 200. And so, you know, I don't think those guys should be penalized for that. I still think they're, you know, two of the better players in the entire country, but they're very unselfish and team players.
Far right, Doug?
You've mentioned a couple times the idea of all the backups getting so many reps this season. Is that good? Is that bad? Is it what it is? You can't control it. You have to do that. So what do you think?
It is what it is, I guess. You know, I mean, the good thing is that you're creating depth, and those guys are getting opportunities to get better, which they have. They have gotten better as the season has gone on, for sure. It's just, I guess, like you said, it is what it is, and we're going to deal with it, and it's a good problem to have, for sure. But you know, our team has gotten stronger because of it.
And Chase back now, what will that do for you?
I think they'll be fired up to have him back. I know Chase is fired up to get back, and you know, not that our defense needs any more motivation for this week, but it'll be great to have him back.
We have one follow up, Bill. Go ahead,
and Ryan. I'm just curious about all this. In the first half, there were two instances where there were stuff after the whistle. Your guys kind of popped up, and maybe it looked like they were going to go back, and then Haskell grabbed Tyreek, and Sean grabbed Cam Brown. Just what did you see in those moments?
Yeah, awesome. I told Tyreek I was really proud of him there, and same thing with Cam. You know, he was right there, and you know, we had some long talks about that after last week with a couple of those things, and we talked about it. And those guys, you know, it's not easy to do in the moment, but it's all about creating habits. And if you do it where in practice you walk away from a situation, then you'll do the same thing in a game. And I thought that was really well done by those guys.
Great, coach. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks, guys.
Yeah, he's good. He's good. David Arnett's good. Folks, we'll get some players downstairs on the field. Back down the hill.